We're holding Bez Hashem Klal Tes Din Dalid, and the Mechaber and the Chavetz Chaim says also Lodur Bishpunas Bali Loshon Hara. One is not allowed to live in a neighborhood or in close proximity to people who are Bali Loshon Hara, people who are Muvzik that they're going to be speaking Loshon Hara. The Koshgein Leishavi Mohem, and surely one is not allowed to sit together with them, the Lishmaya Devrayim, and hear what they're talking about. And even if he doesn't plan to believe anything, he just hears it. Since he is tilting his ears to hear, you know, since he's going to that place, sitting down to a place where he knows that these people inevitably speak Lashon Hara, so therefore you don't have the heter that he's explained in Klal Vav Siv Beis. And on that, in the bottom, the Chofetz Chaim writes the Haggah, from this we can learn how careful one has to be that one has to be very careful not to sit next to somebody who speaks Lashon Hara. Besides that, a person unfortunately could learn from them how to speak Lashon Hara about others. That because the person next to him is going to talk to him, he's going to miss Amen Yeshmei Rabba. Uvarchu. Lishmaya Kriya Satayra. You may miss part of Kriya Satayra. Chazaras Hashatz, and you won't hear the Chazaras Hashatz. V'yoyit kama avoynes atzumim. Kashabiyarti liyal v'psicha mitzvah saseh. And another serious aveirus. Ayin sham. Ubefrat im yeshli eis kavua luma tayra. If a person has a seder in the morning, if a davening or at night, so if so, you have to be so careful not to be sitting next to such people, because much Torah will be lost because of them. And the little bit that he will learn, so the Chofetz Chaim Nebuch tells us that if a person sits and interrupts his learning with Bittul Torah and Lashon Hara, so he guarantees him that lo yia shum hatzlocha b'limudei, chas v'shalom, ki yia piske piske, because it will be broken up his learning. Milvad goydel ha'inish yadua lakoyel, besides the terrible punishment that everybody knows about, la'apaisik b'divri Torah, v'aisik b'divri sicha, that a person's middle of learning, that he starts just plopping. K'mo shamru chazal v'na'arach v'zem yitz Hashem l'kamon, v'chelik v'eis. Okay, so that's Sif Dalet. Then Sif Hey, I'm sorry, the end of Sif Dalet, the Chofetz Chaim continues, V'imhu yedeh b'echad mi talmidav, shumi bali aloshen. And if a person knows that one of his talmidim is a person who is his habit to speak Lashon Hara, tzorech l'harchikoy me'yutoy imhu yedeh sh'leitoy l'chachacha. If you're not going to, if Musa won't help to stop the person speaking Lashon Hara, then you have to just send them away, and you have to distance yourself from such a person. And if an oinus happens that you happen to be trapped in a place, and he hears them speaking Lashon Hara, if he can guesstimate that if he tells them to stop speaking Lashon Hara, they'll stop. And it's a Torah obligation, even if a person feels wimpy and he feels that this guy is a chashuva guy and this guy has money or whatever. But if he says, oi, it's Lashon Hara, I really can't stand listening to it, they'll stop and you're mechuyev min haTorah to do it. And if a person feels it's not going to stop them, but it's not going to make the situation worse, also he can't just be silent. Because then it'll be a Chil Hashem. People will look at him and think, oh, this guy doesn't mind. He's okay with the fact that this week's Nara. And surely he's obligated to yell at them that why are they now blackening the name of this innocent person. And this makes a person be obligated to leave such a group. Because he's going to be punished if he's lazy and he doesn't have the guts to stop them, he's going to be included in their punishment. And then the Chofetz Chaim, and one more he says, V'dada, filim sham levnei v'itaknanim, shem v'davim l'shanara. Even if a person hears a child who's less than bar mitzvah speaking Lashon Hara, and theoretically, then there may be a halacha that a person is not mitzvah to be mafrish, a person from doing an iser. He says, nevertheless, mitzvah ligo behem lafrish mizek siv, chanuch lenar al pidarkai. That is because still there's a mitzvah of chinuch that a person would be obligated to stop them. And then the Chofetz Chaim ends this klal with a seemingly out of place halacha, and he says, if a person tells somebody else something, you're not allowed to tell it to somebody else unless he gave permission. This is, of course, only if there's no Lashon Hara. If there's Lashon Hara involved, even if he gave you permission, it's not going to help, because the Rebbeinu Shem didn't give you permission. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us that if somebody tells somebody something else, he tells you information, so you're not allowed to reveal that information to somebody else. But he doesn't give us any rules about what kind of information. And it's interesting to note that at the end of Klal Beis is where he discusses, and it's kedai to look at it on page Pei Dalad, or Klal Beis Yud Gimel. So there the Chofetz Chaim tells us like the general rule about this halacha. Now as here he's telling us, it seems like he's saying, if a person tells somebody anything, he's not allowed to say it over. So he says, in Klal Beis Yud Gimel, he writes, Imechad gil l'chaver b'apit losa, inyan iskai u'mischarai, u'kiyoitz b'zeh, dvarim ashe b'stama, osar achakach l'galis, penyuchal agil l'yadizeh hezekai tzar. So he says that if a person tells somebody some else information, and this is information which could cause the person some kind of a damage if other people will find out, or it could cause him pain if other people find out. So he says, if he says it in front of three people, then you're allowed to say it. Because since he said it in front of three people, even though normally I would have assumed that he would not want me to say this because it could cause him pain or damage, the fact that he said it in front of three people, if he really cared about it, he wouldn't say it in front of three people. Because he's telling in front of three people, it's going to be found out. Then you're allowed to. In other words, the whole thing is, since he said in front of three people, so obviously he doesn't care. But if he says, I do care, even though he said in front of three people, so then you're not allowed to tell it. So it seems from here that the only time that there's any halacha that it's forbidden to tell over something, if somebody tells you information you can't tell to someone else, is only if that's information that if it's found out, it could hurt me or cause me pain. But if it's not going to hurt me or cause me any pain, it's not going to cause me any damage, then there isn't a problem of saying it over. And here he says, you're not allowed. So in the Ber Maim Chaim, he says, Dvar Meshev Estal, Kenil Ani Zdaiti, Didavki Binyin Zeh Tzorach Vapit Losa, V'lav Achil Tzorach Vapit Losa, V'raya, Okeshe Nemru, and then he says, says that whenever a person tells you something, you don't have a right to tell anybody else unless he tells you to. And we learn it from the Rebbeinu Shlom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to somebody. Now, if you tell over what Hashem told you, it's not going to cause any damage to Hashem. It's not going to hurt Hashem. So, b'zoy, it seems from there that the Iser applies even if it's not going to cause damage. So, it says, Yeshleim edisham hu mida toiva ba'alma. Shetzori chodem lahar galatzme b'chol gavni kideish l'yav lo'ilum kil kolay zeh. So he says one teretz is that he says that it's a midah taiva, it's a good midah that if a person tells you something, don't talk. Somebody tells you something, don't say it over. It's not awesome to do, but it's a good midah. Why? Because if you're used to keeping your mouth shut when people tell you information, you won't say it also at a time when attack is really forbidden. Because if it could hurt somebody, so then there'll be an ease of lashon hara. So that's one teretz. So according to that teretz, it's difficult to lashon of osu loy l'sapra hakein. So Chavetz Chaim, who is so medayik in the lashon, l'cher shouldn't have said a lashon of osur. He should have said einu roi or einu nochain or something like that. So we'll have to see the next piece. Hashem, next night.
Put these back.